now. We're going to Leinster House and to our political correspondent Paul Cunningham with the latest there on the session this afternoon involving Minister for Justice Helen McEntee. She's agreed to come into the chamber to answer questions and make a statement in relation to the appointment of Mr Justice Seamus Wolfe to the Supreme Court. The proceedings were due to start, Paul, around now. Is that right? What's been happening there?
So the proceedings are just getting underway. The Crown Coroner, Sean O'Farrell, is basically giving everyone riding instructions. He's announced that it is an order for TDs to talk about the process, that the steps were involved in which the minister brought a name to Cabinet recommending that the former Attorney General, Seamus Wolfe, become a Supreme Court judge, because these are objective issues. But what one can't do is get into the merits of judges or other individuals. So it's quite clear that the Crown Coroner is going to be watching this debate very clearly because, according to the minister, she still has grave concerns about the separation of powers. However, from opposition parties, they say they already know the rules, and to contend that they can't have a big question and answer session is nothing short of bogus.
Right. More on that, no doubt, in the course of the afternoon, Paul. Separately, we're hearing reports this lunchtime that NPHET, the emergency public health team, is urging the government to take a cautious approach to an easing of level 5 COVID restrictions. Particular concerns, we believe, in relation to the planned reopening or possible reopening of parts of the hospitality sector. What do we know about what's going on?
Well, what we're waiting for is to find out what the recommendation is. What we do know is that government thinking, our government is aware of what NPHET is actually thinking. And as you say, that they're advocating a cautious approach when it comes to level 5 restrictions. And that would be expected. That the hospitality sector, that the current plans being discussed and in the media are an issue. Once again, that would be expected. And this is obviously going to make the decisions that ministers have to take just that little bit more complicated, because they're going to have to reference NPHET, and if they're not going to go agree with NPHET and abide by their advice, then they're going to have to explain it later, because as we know, these recommendations are ultimately published.
We also know, of course, the government is getting advice not just from NPHET now, but also from other experts who are analysing and looking at the societal, the economic impact of the restrictions and if you like, I suppose, putting that in the balance.
Exactly. We do have this Cabinet Subcommittee on COVID-19, which involves the coalition party leaders plus the ministers for finance, for public expenditure and for health. They don't just consider NPHET, they also consider CSO data. They've got advisors like EY also giving them information so that they can try and make a decision in the round, not just on the narrow issue of health, but also the economy and other considerations. So that's all going to be happening, we believe, sometime after 6, maybe 7 o'clock tonight. And because that subcommittee is so powerful, given the individuals who are involved, that's going to have a huge impact, therefore, when the Cabinet comes to take the decisive decision at lunchtime tomorrow.
Right. Well, we'll no doubt be hearing from you on that and on developments tomorrow as well. Paul Cunningham, thank you very much.